Hebrews chapter 1, starting in verse 1. The scripture says, "In the past God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets, at many times and in various ways. But in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things. And through him he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. And he had provided purification for sins. He sat down at the right hand in the majesty in heaven. So he became as much superior to the angels as his name as inherited is superior to theirs." Aren't you thankful for the blood of Jesus that covers our sins? Somebody just say amen to that right there. See, there can't be a cross message without a Christmas message. In our message today, we share in our Advent series about the power and the miracle of this message. How many of you have received a voicemail this past few days? Some of us receive 5 or 6 a day, right? We hit decline. Don't be declining my phone calls. Answer when I call. I'm looking at some of you right now. I'm just kidding. But sometimes you get a voicemail message that's maybe not as pleasant. Or you get a text message that says, "I'm canceling. I can't come. I'm running late," or "not going to be able to make it. A kid's sick." And sometimes when we embrace messages, it directly affects us in the way we receive that message. And today I want to talk for just a few minutes about this message from the manger. There's a miracle in this message if we'll receive it. There's a miracle for our coworkers. There's a miracle for our siblings, our loved ones who do not walk with Christ if we will receive it. See, God sent Jesus to communicate his message in a way that all of us can understand. The miracle of this message is that God speaks to us today so that we can know him and we can draw near to him. In this program from our children, didn't they do a wonderful job? Julie, you did outstanding. Thank you for handling all that. Can you give Julie a hand? She did wonderful. Thank you so much. See, some of you are half clapping because you've never had to lead children like that. Next year, I'm going to invite you to come and lead the children. You'll be clapping. Way to go, Julie, so I don't ever have to do it again. This morning, in our wonderful little children's program, there were a few shepherds. And I want to talk for just a moment about the shepherds. Some of them left their sheep up here. I thought it was hilarious. How many of you know, sometimes when you're a shepherd, you need to be a good shepherd and not leave your sheep laying around, right? I don't know where that fits in the message, but I'm just going to say that. In Luke, we read how God revealed himself through angels to a bunch of men out in the field. Now, look, can we just talk about this a moment? I'm not a PR expert, but I know a little bit about getting a message out. Maybe if I was included in the Christmas scene, isn't that hilarious to even say? But if I was included in this Christmas scene, I may have said, "Hey, let's not go tell shepherds in the field, but let's go tell the king. Let's go tell people who have a lot of influence over people," right? That's the way to get the message out. I would say, if we could go before Herod, maybe things would have turned out a little differently, Jesus. See, maybe we could just reveal the angels and the glory of God to the king at that time, and then he can communicate a message. And I'm like, "God, that's not the way I would have done it." But aren't you glad that I'm not included in the Christmas story? Aren't you glad that I'm not a part of this? I'm not a PR expert, but I would kind of say, let's go tell the people who matter and not a shepherd. See, a shepherd at this time is someone who's probably not very educated, someone who doesn't carry a lot of authority, someone who definitely doesn't carry a lot of influence, and they always smell like animals. You know what I'm saying? You ever been around somebody that always smelled like animals? No, but you can come and be around some animals and you can get a feel for how they smell, right? You kind of know what I'm talking about. So when God in his wisdom, instead of revealing and sending these angels to King Herod, he goes find some outcast out in the field. I love this story because, as the narrator read in our program, it's not a story of God sending his son just to the right people in the right place at the right time. And it's not God sending his son to the palace where he deserves. We sung it this morning, "For he alone is worthy of all of our praise, of all of our thankfulness, of all of our adoration and love and devotion, for he alone is worthy. He's not worthy of this crude, simple stable in this manger. He's not worthy of it. He's the King of Kings. There's over 400 Old Testament prophecies about this Messiah that's coming to right the wrong. And then you're going to tell me he's coming in a stable where no human would even think about spending the night? But yet the King of Kings and Lord of Lords has come in the most plain and simple way. I love this story because even through the shepherds and even through the story of the manger, God is simply saying, it doesn't matter your condition and your state. What matters is my love that I've poured out for you. And what this manger tells us is that we don't have to be perfect and right all the time. We don't have to never sin to be worthy of the love of God. And those shepherds out in the field, aren't you thankful that God sent the angels out there? Because what that tells me is that God will send his love for me no matter how far away I am. Amen? Amen? Come on, somebody needs to grab this morning. Some of you need to open up your heart and receive it. I know you're sitting around a table thinking about food, but that's okay. In just a moment, we're going to enjoy lunch. But I just want to share this miracle of the message with you for just a few moments. This powerful message is still true this morning. That God revealed Jesus, the Messiah, for people just like us and those shepherds. And those shepherds in the field, in this simple manger behind us, simply tells us that all are welcome. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And aren't you thankful God sent his son Jesus to shed his blood just for us? The true message of Christmas is that the eternal God came to earth in the form of a man in order to save his creation. We were in dire need. We are lost in our sin. We are enemies of God when we do things our way. That's what the scripture tells us. And maybe you're in the situation you're in this morning because you keep doing things your way. And maybe the Holy Spirit, and the sweetness and the way he convicts us is telling us, it's enough, get out of the way, and let's start doing things God's way. Amen? Amen? He came to die for our sins, my sins, and for the sins of the whole world. The small infant hands that laid in this manger were later nailed to that old rugged cross. See, we're not worshiping and glorifying this plastic baby laying here. I mean, it's kind of creepy. It does look really real. I mean, it's a little unnerving when we first glance at this baby laying here. We're not worshiping and glorifying this infant. Do you understand today? See, this infant grew up. We're celebrating God becoming man just for us. And that infant on that first Christmas night grew up just like me and you grew up. He was tempted in all the ways we've been tempted. But yet he did not sin. And he willingly laid down his life just for you and me. Willingly gave his life. And the question is this morning is, what are you doing with the miracle of this message? Do we dismiss it every time this year comes around? Oh, we love celebrating in the holidays. We love going and seeing different things this time of year. But are you reminded and are you bowing your knee at that place where God became man? And do we remember what God has done for us? The one we see in the manger is fully God who came to earth to die so that you and I could have forgiveness of our sins so that we would receive the greatest gift of all. I love asking kids what they want for Christmas. I love it. I mean, some of y'all need to go get a third and fourth job to pay for the, I mean, y'all buy an iPhone? I mean, you gotta get the latest 10 or X, sorry, whatever that newest droid is. You gotta go and mortgage your house to buy Christmas, some of you. a Fitbit. But this greatest gift, as we try to complicate Christmas with all of our to-do list and all of our presents that we have to buy, God in his wisdom simply reminds us that why don't we make Christmas a little simpler this year? Why don't we remember the manger? Why don't we remember God sending his son, Jesus? And those few short years later here on earth, that infant had turned into a man who willingly gave himself for us. Willingly. He wasn't nailed to that cross against his will. He was nailed willingly, just for us. And the message this morning is, are we thankful? 2 Corinthians 2:15. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. His indescribable gift. His gift that just doesn't make sense. God's love doesn't make sense. See, love here on earth, I can kind of understand, right? If I do something sweet for my wife or get her some flowers, maybe she'll cook me a nice dinner, right? Maybe. See, I can kind of understand this give and take love we experience here on earth. But what I cannot understand is a love that gives and doesn't want anything in return. And in most cases, the love of God is simply ignored and trampled upon. I don't understand that kind of love. But God keeps giving, keeps giving, keeps giving opportunities for us to encounter his love. And it's the enemy who tells us we've got to be right. You've got to be clean in order to receive God's love. You've got to do the right things. You've got to be really religious. You've got to go to church every Sunday. You've got to read your Bible every single day. It's the enemy that tells us that's the path of salvation. But it's simply the cross that says, come just as you are, amen, and receive the love and the mercy of God. See, we begin studying God's word and telling others about God, not because we have a religious duty, but because it's simply our offering back to God to say, God, I'm going to give you my life. Come and have your way in my heart. Bethlehem's manger. Calvary's cross. The miracle in the message. Miracle in the message. And I challenge you over the next few days, as Christmas fast approaches, let us find ways to make Christmas simpler. Let's love each other with genuine love. I don't need any presents. I like them. Our kids don't need more toys. We're cleaning out closets to make room for the new toys. Oh, the kids are really upset. Most of them are left. That's why I can say that, right? Our spouses don't need the latest, greatest jewelry. Those things are nice. I mean, don't get me wrong. Buy a present. Well, Tim told me I didn't have to buy you a present. He said just to give you love. I mean, yeah, that's great. But maybe we can first start making Christmas a little simpler by making this message of God becoming man just for us real in our lives. And maybe the things that we are led to give aren't really things at all. But maybe it's the miracle of the message of Christmas we can give to those around us. Maybe we can tell them what God has done for us. That it's not just stories or emotion, but what it is God sending his son Jesus just for us, where we deserved destruction. Jesus, through the blood, provides eternal life. He stands in that way of God's judgment. Aren't you thankful for the blood of Jesus? God, we thank you so much for the miracle that's found in this message of Christmas. God, we thank you that you sent your son just for us. And we thank you for that love that we can't describe, that indescribable gift given from you. We thank you. And Lord, help us all reveal the power of this message to those around us, our family, our loved ones, our coworkers, our neighbors. Lord, give us opportunities to share this wonderful message with those around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.